You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Partly cloudy skies at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Glad to have you along. How about that Kira Sabin, Zommers? I mean, you just feel better every time she comes on the show.
Yes, and as you said before we had her on, it was way too long in between. Yeah. It's always helpful to have somebody who knows what they're talking about with mental health just to remind us that we need to be honest with ourselves and each other about what we can and can't do and where we should put our energy.
Well said. And Kira, again, is going to be back with us next Tuesday and the following Tuesday for this three-part series on Mental Health Awareness Month. Things that we can actually do to help create community in a positive way. Things that identifying, again, things we don't have control over, can't have control over. And then looking at things that we can and what we can do about it. And I think that the more we feel in some form of control, the healthier we are, the better we feel, because it's like, oh, look, it's kind of like, I think, making lists, right? When you say, oh, here are 4 or 5 things I have to get done today. Do the laundry, sweep the floor, whatever. And then you cross them off as you go through it. And at the end of the day, if you can get through that list, you're like, oh, wow, I accomplished something. I feel better. And it's the same way in our mental health, I think, that we don't, at least I'll speak for myself, I don't always view it that way. It's just go to the next thing, go to the next thing, go to the next thing. And we don't, as my former teacher Andy Spies likes to say, pause and reflect on our own mental health.
And one thing that I think personally is important to remember is that you mentioned making lists of tasks you need to accomplish. Everyone's lists look different.
Yes.
You might think someone will look at your list of get out of bed today, take a shower, cook myself breakfast is stupid and lame and not enough. But no, you know what? Everyone's in their own place on a journey. Yeah. And just because you are struggling more or less than somebody else doesn't mean that your journey is not just as important.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And proud to partner with Kira. You can find all of her work again at thrivewithkira.com. Proud to partner with her over this Mental Health Awareness Month. And again, one more plug for that great event happening in downtown Madison, Wisconsin on Wednesday evening from 6 until 8:30 at Cooper's Tavern. It is a fireside chat with Monte Ball, former Badger and NFL star, and our friend Kristen Bry from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and also As Goes Wisconsin. She is going to be moderating the conversation all evening long on Wednesday at the Cooper's Tavern in downtown Madison with Monte Ball as he talks about his addiction and then his recovery and now how he has this foundation and he's helping others. All proceeds for the event on Wednesday night go to Journey Mental Health Center and also Monte Ball's foundation as well as he helps others. Tickets are still available. I'll be there. Looking forward to attending a great evening. And what's the website again, Zommers? I'm sorry.
JourneyMHC.org. And then you click on Join Us and Mental Health Awareness Month.
And of course, he's spot on. He's got it right up on the video here. It says visit Journey, M as in Mary, H as in Henry, C as in Cat, .org. Then you hit Join Us, then Mental Health Awareness Month, and you can buy tickets there.
Yes. So
great cause. Should be a good time had by all on Wednesday in downtown Madison. All right, let's get to some fun this hour and some seriousness as well. Under the what's wrong with people, kids today, listen to me, what they're doing to their Chromebooks, going to talk about that a little bit. And also Donald Trump is overseas in the Middle East. his second term as president now, not consecutive, of course. And both times, his first trips internationally, well, I guess he went to the Pope's funeral, but that wasn't an official quote-unquote state trip. He was just going to represent the U.S. at the funeral. His first state trip, once again, is to the Middle East and Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And we're going to talk about his response to this free plane, $400 million luxury. They call it a palace in the sky. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we'll touch on good old David Hogg at the Democratic National Committee. There's going to be a revote. I told you, Zombers, they needed to elect Ben Wickler from Wisconsin as the national chairman. And now they got my least favorite Martin in charge, and it has not been good. Things have not gone well so far.
No, they have not.
All right. 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can
time
get
once
with
again
that.
For What's Worse. Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. But it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. No better way to get your product, your business advertised on our network across Wisconsin. Go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and find out how you can be one of our fantastic sponsors. All right, Zombers, and we did not pre-plan this, by the way. It just worked out this way. I have nothing, well, very little to do with the writing of these things. But today's category, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, after having Kira on, our positive psychology coach, today's category, guilt or shame? What's worse, guilt or shame? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your app store on Apple or Android. Go to your search bar in your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media. It'll pop up. Click on the CM logo. It'll download. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King, CBS's Gail King, calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today because we got Free Ticket Friday coming up on Friday, and you have to have it for that. What's worse, guilt or shame? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Greg, listening in beautiful Genesee Depot via WAUK radio, one word, shame. That's it. That shame is worse. This is interesting because neither one are good, right? I mean, at least I'm not, in my opinion, it's never good to feel guilty and certainly not good to feel shameful because, oh, go ahead.
I think they can be, they are rarely good things, but I think they can be.
Really?
Like, especially guilt. Guilt can be a good check on our moral compass to make sure we do the right thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially if you think, oh, if I would do this, I would feel so guilty. Well, then maybe think about it and don't do it. But sometimes people feel guilt and it is unwarranted.
Right.
Like, oh, no, I didn't do everything flawlessly and serve up life on a silver platter for somebody. No, you don't need to feel guilty for that. It's okay.
What's worse, guilt or shame? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Joseph, watching us on YouTube. Hello, Joseph. Thanks for tuning in. Says shame is worse. Toxic, and unconstructive. Yeah, that's pretty good right there. Tony, watching on YouTube. I wish Trump and National Republicans felt guilt or shame. I don't know. I don't know for sure, Tony, but my gut tells me there are some out there that feel both. But again, it's sort of under that category of they care, but not enough to do anything about it.
Yeah. Dave in New Berlin texts in, says, difficult one today. And I think guilt and shame are the same feeling.
I think they're
really similar.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like guilt is more you did something or didn't do something to somebody else, and shame is more you feel bad about where you're at personally.
See, I look at it more that it's very similar, but I look at it that guilt is about something that you may have done or you did do, but very few people know about it. Or it might have been like something you said to someone that no one else besides the other person knows about it. And you feel guilty. You're like, oh man, I wish I could take that back. I said it in the moment or whatever. Where shame, I feel like that's something, an action that you've already done. And you're like, I'm so ashamed. Or said, I guess, too. Like you said an inappropriate joke or whatever it is. And you're just like, you feel shame. You're like, that's not who I am. That's just, oh, I just feel shameful about that. Right.
The Oxford definitions of each word.
Please.
Just to.
Please.
Yeah. For guilt, it is. Well, first of all, there's a legal definition. We're going to skip that one.
Yes.
But guilt is a feeling of having done wrong or failed in an obligation.
Oh, that's a good one. The failed obligation. Guilt. Okay.
And shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So yeah. Yes, very similar.
See, I think shame is based on behavior. That's just my personal thing. Eric, listening in Madison on WMDX, Todd, I can assuage my guilt. I cannot do the same for shame. All right, that's a good take on that. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX says, I think guilt is worse. It lingers longer in most cases. It's also more likely to make whatever caused it replay in my head when I'm trying to get to sleep. That's good, too. I do think Megan's on something there about guilt lasting longer. Like you could feel guilty. I don't know. Like I know I've thankfully never been in this situation, but I know like at funerals, a loved one will pass and there are people in the family who feel guilty that they didn't spend more time with that individual before they passed.
Or guilty that they're not as sad as they feel like they should be.
Right. And that lingers forever. Right. So good point on that one, Megan. Kurt, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says shame is worse. Do you have no dignity, sir? The great line during the Joe McCarthy hearings back in the day. And unfortunately, a line we've heard a lot more recently during the current administration out in Washington, D.C. The category today for what's worse, guilt or shame? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You want to say yours, Summers?
I mean, I think I view them slightly differently than you do. I view guilt more as a behavior thing, or like you did something to be guilty for, whereas I interpret shame to be more of, it can be broader, you know? Mm. At least that's how I see it. And so I think shame is worse going by that, because if you feel guilty, it's easy to do something about it. Like to say, you know, I did this. I feel so bad. I'm sorry. Unless your example of at a funeral and the person's passed away, you can't do anything about that.
But, can't do anything about that.
But when it is shame about something you've done that just hurts yourself and you think I failed at who I want to be, that's a lot harder to grapple with.
Let's see. Monique, listening to Madison on MDX, says Brenny Brown, shame expert, says guilt involves feeling bad about something you've done, while shame focuses on your overall sense of self and whether you feel worthy. Guilt is about a specific action, where shame is about your character or identity.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Very interesting. Barb, listening in Madison on WMDX, says guilt is something.
Guilt says I did something wrong. Shame says I am wrong, yes, or inferior or less than.
Thank you for that. Well, I feel guilty about not being able to read that well. We'll come back. I'll tell you mine after this. Also, why are kids lighting up their Chromebooks? It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. What's wrong with people?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Walk of shame back after a late night. remember those days. I didn't have a lot of those days. Maybe one or two here or there back in my college years.
But you got to own it.
Yeah, you got to own it. You got to own it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 23 past the hour of 3 o'clock here, asking our what's worse question of the day. Today's category, what's worse, guilt or shame? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. I don't know. This has been a good discussion here before the break, and I really appreciate Monique's from Madison, what she was saying, because I think it hit what you said, saying that guilt involves feeling bad about something you've done, while shame focuses on your overall sense of self and whether you feel worthy. Guilt is about specific action, where shame is about your character or identity.
Yeah, and that's
well said, Monique.
That's why I think shame is worse, because guilt, let's say I forgot to show up to an important event or something. That sucks, but
you feel guilty about it,
but you can talk to that person and say, you know, I really tried to, I am sorry, and I want to try and make it up to
you. Yeah.
But shame, like, sometimes I feel shame about where I am in my life and that I expected things would go differently than they have. But there are legitimate reasons why my life path is different than maybe I thought, but it's easy to forget about those and just feel bad about yourself.
I agree. I'm going to go with shame is worse as well. For all the reasons you've stated and Monique and others, I think it's a deeper thing. It talks to your character a little bit. It's like, that was something I did or said or whatever that's against my character. So, you know, we've all been there. So you have to, as Kira Saban reminded us earlier, there are some things that we can't control. And changing someone is one of those things we can't control. We have to work on that ourselves and work out where we put our time, our energy, our money, and work on ourselves first. So that's always a good thing. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Rick in Waukesha, listening on WAUK in the Shaw. Rick, guilt or shame, what's worse?
Shame.
Any particular reason? Go ahead.
I think people can be guilty and not know it, not have a conscience. Mm-hmm. And shame shows they have a conscience and feel the shame.
I like that. That shame shows a conscience. That's really good. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the call. Have a great day. Have a great day yourself down there in beautiful Waukesha on WAUK. All right, that's another edition of What's Worse. We'll be back tomorrow with more of that. I don't know if these kids feel guilt or shame, but this comes to us from WFRV television station in the Fox Valley. On their website, wearegreenbay.com. Headline, and by the way, the reporter, the author, the journalist on this story, their name is Indiana Shills. Indiana Shills. That's, I mean, you have Indiana Jones, but now someone has named their kid Indiana. I don't know if it's male or female, doesn't matter, but I think it's just great that there's an actual Indiana out there. That was the first thing that caught my eye. So this from Indiana Shills from WFRV in the Fox Valley. Headline, Wisconsin schools warn parents about viral TikTok challenge involving Chromebook fires. A dangerous TikTok trend that encourages students to intentionally set their school-issued Chromebooks on fire has prompted Northeast Wisconsin school districts to issue urgent warnings to parents. The Oconto Unified School District confirmed that a message was recently sent to families, alerting them to the viral challenge that is making its way through schools nationwide. The trend reportedly involves students inserting foreign objects like pencils, pens, or erasers into the Chromebook ports to trigger smoke or fire. The device contains lithium-ion batteries, which can react to temperatures over 900 degrees Fahrenheit when damaged, producing toxic smoke and creating a series of fire hazards that is difficult to control. District officials at Oconto are reminding families that students who tamper with devices could face severe disciplinary consequences, including suspension, expulsion, or even referral to law enforcement. Parents are strongly encouraged to speak with their kids about risks and consequences of this trend and to stress the importance of avoiding participation.
I think the real people who should feel guilt and shame in this are the people who started that stupid trend. Like, do people not think about what they put online and what it could cause?
I just don't. What's the payoff? Like, oh, look at funny. I just lit my computer on fire.
You have a viral TikTok.
See, that's it, right?
It's attention.
You want attention. And TikTok, of course, for those who might not know, a social media platform like Facebook, only it's based on short videos and it's owned by the Chinese. And under Biden and then under Trump, it was going to be banned. And now Trump has, you know, given his blessing and kept it going. And there's a lot of people that use it for good reasons and people make their living off of TikTok. But here's one, like everything, right? All technology, there's generally something that can be used for good, or it can also be used for bad, and it comes down to people making choices. But yes, if you have a middle schooler or high schooler and they're issued a Chromebook by their school district, I guess in today's world, sit down and say, okay, guys, make sure you do not do this. Do not light your Chromebook on fire.
Don't touch the hot stove. Don't light your items or the belongings of your school district on fire. You know, easy things.
I mean, I just growing up, I mean, if I would have done something like that, I would have gotten the wooden spoon to my posterior. I mean, it wouldn't have been tolerated. You understand? All right, come on back. I'm going to talk a little David Hogg on the other side and the Democratic National Party. What's wrong with these people? Once again, it's the Todd Hallball Show on the CBN, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shame.
One of my favorite Garth Brooks songs, from Billy Joel, of course. I thought to play a little bit. They'll get mad at him. The Facebook people won't like it, but I don't care.
Well, I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing.
Look, Garth Brooks for you. I love this song. We talked last week, Brady Ewing, songs that you drive like with the windows down in the summer and you just turn it up when you sing along. This is one of them.
Yeah, Garth definitely.
Brooks, great Billy Joel song. And Garth Brooks redid it on one of his albums, Shameless. And they actually sang it together live one time, two of them. Wasn't as good as I had hoped when they sang it together. But yeah, that tune. Anyway, Shameless. Talking about before the break there, what's worse, guilt or shame? Tony Zimmerman, our great social media. I don't know what people's titles are around here. I'm just going to say social media guru Tony Zimmerman says some people use it for good, like Civic Media. Check out Civic Media's TikTok, Instagram, or as the kids say, Insta, and YouTube shorts today. How about that?
Shameless plug. For Civic Socials.
Yes, a shameless plug for Civic Socials. Well done, Tony. Well done. He's one of the things that makes Civic Media great. Tony Zimmerman right there.
Absolutely.
He has a shop of small beavers that keep the wheels rolling. Hundreds of beavers up in Ashland, and he keeps them out in his shed, and it's all beaver-powered up there in Ashland.
I wonder what the beaver labor regulations are.
I'm not sure. They make great dams, though. They were part of the Conservation Corps for a long time.
So I've heard.
All right. We're going a little crazy here. Anyway, what time is 37 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Again, the theme this hour is what's wrong with people. Here now from NBC News. Headline, DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee, panel plans a recommendation to redo the vote that elevated David Hogg to vice chair after procedural concerns. The recommendation could also affect the post held by Malcolm Kenyatta, a Pennsylvania state legislator. So this is a follow-up story. I don't want to open a can of worms here, old worms, or whatever you want to say. I've been a little hard on David Hogg before because I don't think he's a great leader. I'm an independent. I'm a former Republican. I left the party in 2011. I've voted Democratic ever since because I think that of the major parties that could win elections out there, the Democrats represent the basic fundamentals of democracy, which are pretty important in my book, even though that's a low bar to cross or to get through, but they do. And so that's why I vote Democratic, right? But I'm not a member of any party, you understand? So I got no skin personally in this game other than I would like to see Democrats be organized and win to defeat Trumpism and to get our country back on track. So the story now, the Democratic National Committee subcommittee on Monday, yesterday, recommended that the organization invalidate one of its February vice chair votes over claims that it unfairly disadvantaged female candidates. I mean, this. I'll explain why I'm chuckling in a second. The move, which won't be official unless the entire DNC votes to approve it, could open up new races for the positions held by David Hogg, a Florida activist, and Malcolm Kenyatta, a Pennsylvania state legislator. The challenge by Oklahoma Democratic chair or committee woman, Kaylin Free, who unsuccessfully ran against Hogg and Kenyatta in the February race for vice chair, is not related to the ongoing tension between Hogg and the National Party over its push to support primary challenges against incumbent Democrats. I'll step away from the article, or so they say. So, to put this in real terms, to boil it down, David Hogg, a young guy, he survived the Parkland shooting, a horrific thing. He's been an activist for reasonable gun control, which I full and wholeheartedly support. He's, what, in his 20s, probably late 20s, something like that. And he's been very vocal about shaking up the Democratic Party and saying we have to do things differently. We have to include more young people, which I don't disagree with that at all. But he has this, separate from the Democratic National Committee, he has his own super PAC, basically, where he's raising millions of dollars. And he has said he's going to take $20 million to primary Democratic incumbents in Congress who he feels are either too old or are just not voting progressively far enough to the left for his liking, and he wants to take them out and replace them with more lefty Democrats, I guess, which I just don't agree with because I think that people in each district should. And again, we've had people on this program, Democrats. I just don't think that they want to take Gwendolyn Moore out down in Milwaukee because she's 74. Yeah. Or Mark Pocan should be voted out because he's in his 60s.
I think that it's a good idea to make sure there's real choice in primaries and people can vote for someone that aligns with their beliefs. I don't think it's productive to fund those primaries instead of, for example, working against Derek Van Orden.
Exactly. There are other fish to fry like Derek Van Orden. Why go after Democrats? So they're claiming, the Democratic National Committee is claiming what we just talked about has nothing to do with the fact that they want to vote him out. All right? That's what they say.
Can I also clarify something else?
Sure.
So did I hear you correctly that at the beginning of this article you said that the person who lost to him in this election for vice chair, who is a woman, wants to redo the election because she claims the rules unfairly favored women? So
no, I'm not sure unfairly favored. Here, let's get to it right now.
Okay, I must have misheard.
Let's just get to it right now. Back to the article. Instead, so they're saying the DNC is saying it's not because of what we just said that Hogg wants to primary Democrats. They're saying instead the reason they want to redo on the election is based off of Free's claim, the woman that lost to Hogg, that the handling of the vice chair vote gave the two men an unfair advantage amid the National Party's requirement that its executive committee achieve gender balance. And the reason I'm chuckling is because this is exactly the kind of stuff that Republicans and MAGA uses against Democrats. This is the very basis of DEI, saying that, oh, we want representation of every single available category out there. So instead of just saying, hey, let's have an election for the person that speaks of themselves, has a vision, and is qualified. No, we're going to make sure that we have a person from this group and a person from this group. And I just don't, and this is exactly what the other side uses against them.
Right. It's easy to make the argument, whether or not it's true, that, oh, David Hogg won because the committee already had its woman quota fulfilled.
All right. So now they want to redo it because they say, because I guess they're suggesting that David Hogg is a white straight male, and we can't have too many white straight males in the DNC at the leadership. So we're going to have a redo on the election to make sure a woman gets this position.
One of our comments on YouTube says that's not what DEI is, Todd. That's correct. It's not what DEI is, but it's what Republicans say DEI is.
That's exactly right.
They use it against Democrats.
That's my point, is that they use this to use, even whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. This is what they use against Democrats. And this is a terrible look for, I don't care for David Hogg. I don't think he's doing a great job. But to redo an election now for this and throw him out? I just don't think that's a good look at all. Nevertheless, the article says from NBC, the Monday evening vote by the Credentials Committee set up a high-profile decision for the National Party in the coming weeks, as it will now be up to the full body to vote on whether to call for a new election for the vice chair positions held by Hogg and Kenyatta. And think about poor Malcolm Kenyatta. He's just a dude from Pennsylvania who has nothing to do with this. And now he may get taken out because they're going after Hogg. Says this is all happening as DNC chairman Ken, my least favorite Martin, I added the second part there, has been separately pushing for a reform that, quote, would require all party officers, including myself, to remain neutral in primaries, as Hogg has been signaling he's planning to take sides. I mean, what all this comes down to me, I mean, the question I would have to Democrats is, who is the leader of the Democratic Party nationally right now? I don't think there's a, I'm not sure that people can name the leader of the Democratic Party. And the advantage that the MAGA Republicans have, everybody knows, for better or worse, that Trump is in charge. And I'm not suggesting there needs to be a Trump-like person on the Democratic side. But I think the Democratic National Party has, they are in chaos right now. And they need to be more organized. And it's just unfortunate that they didn't have the foresight to elect Ben Wickler from Wisconsin as national chairman. Now they got Martin in there. I'm just glad that seemingly Joe Zepecki is in next in line. They're going to have their election here in a month or so. But the Wisconsin Democratic Party is in better organizational stead than the national folks. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. I don't actually know any of the candidates you were talking about. But back when I first heard about this young guy saying that they were going to use millions of dollars to primary, I immediately thought of Elon Musk. Wisconsin voted against Musk buying votes. And basically, that's what's happening here. I think they shouldn't be spending that huge amount of money to essentially buy votes, and they should leave it to the people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ollie. To Zahmer's point earlier, there are folks like Derek Van Orten in the 3rd Congressional District who supported January 6th insurrectionists and are working against the interest of Wisconsinites. I think it'd be much healthier for Democrats to focus on people like him rather than, and I'm not saying they're doing this, but Hogg is saying that people who are old, in his eyes, he's all of 20 whatever. I just don't think Wisconsin Democrats are ready to look at Congressman Gwendolyn Moore and say, you're out of here because you're 74.
No, that's ridiculous. Old people are just as smart as young people.
Yeah.
And every can do just as well.
I love it when Democrats, you know, say, "Well, we're not talking about Gwendolyn Moore." Oh, so you're saying you want to keep your congressperson, but you're going to go over to state X and say we're going to help get rid of their congressperson.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, appreciate
that's
it.
What I feel like the people are the one who should deserve the right to vote.
Yep.
Not a person with money who says, "Well, we want to get rid of these people or these people."
Totally agree. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day, Ollie. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll come back, take a couple more calls. And there's news in the Major League Baseball area. We'll have that for you. Breaking news on the other side. It's the All Balls Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which station you're listening to across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Weather update for you. Maybe some rain, a few storms later on tonight in parts of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot and the weather team will be in with that. And then our great sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, always on top of it, talking about the Milwaukee Brewers update there. The Brew Crew 5-0 loss last night to the Cleveland Guardians. They'll try to get back on track this afternoon. Pre-game show starts at 4:35 over the air in Richland Center. Oshkosh Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. That's all over the air. There on the stream will be our friend and colleague, Ms. Maggie Dawn, on from 4 until 6, and then 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba, along with Conrad and Nightlight. Great way to cap off your evening with a nightcap. And what better way, Zomers, to listen to Pete Schwabba than with a nightcap?
I can think of none,
absolutely. Right now, talking about this story in NBC, David Hogg, one of the current vice chairs of the Democratic National Committee, now they want to have the committee wants to have a redo because they say basically Hogg got put in there against their own rules because he identifies as a white straight male and their own rules say that they should have had another female in this position. And so they want to redo it and kick out Hogg and also another poor guy, Malcolm Kenyatta, who just happens to be a Pennsylvania state legislator. But I guess because he is male, he gets kicked off theoretically, and they want to put this woman in that Hogg lost to meet their quotas.
Or lost to Hogg,
thank you, to meet the quota. That's a simplified version, but we're up against the clock. So that, I mean, that's the basics of this. And my point is, all this infighting by the Democratic National Committee is going to draw the attention of the right and MAGA. They're going to make it all about these quotas and infighting, and this is only taking away from the energy, the time, and the money that the Democratic National Committee should be organizing to take on MAGA and Trumpism, and in particular in Wisconsin, people like Derek Van Orten in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ron, listening here on WMDX in Madison. Ron, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. While I don't necessarily agree with David Hogg, my understanding of this story, and I saw this I heard this on NPR earlier, was that he wanted to take and sponsor progressive candidates with his own outside the DNC political action
committee. Right. Correct.
And the new chair of the DNC slapped him down for it. even though it was something he was doing outside of his work for the DNC.
That's correct. What you just said is 100% accurate to everything I have read the reporting, but the DNC is saying that what you just said is a separate issue. They claim that's not why they're coming after him. They claim that it's because of this internal quota, and somehow they messed it up and want to redo on the vote.
This sounds like something they made up to get rid of him to me. It's no different than rigging the delegates. With all the super delegates to hurt Bernie in the 2016 election.
And it's a self-inflicted wound, and it's not going to do.
It's going to drive people away from the Democratic Party.
Bingo.
Just the way that pulling Biden out and dropping Kamala in without any kind of an open primary or anything at the convention.
Well, I think we would disagree on that part of it, Ron. But I do agree with you on the first part when it comes to David Hogg. I appreciate the call, Ron. Thank you so much in Madison. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I don't know. We'll see. I'm someone as a former Republican who left the party in 2011 that wants to see Democrats in control of the House and the Senate because we need a check on Trumpism. So I want them to be successful. I just don't understand this internal, but hey, I'm not a Democrat, so maybe I just don't understand it. Eric, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, can you please regale us with what you believe the magnitude of the eye roll is from your former party hearing this ridiculous story about the DNC in revolting? I don't think there's an eye roll. I think they're looking at their chops because they know all kinds of ways to exploit this. I think, we've talked about this before on the show, this week is the Wisconsin State Republican Convention. They got their own problems because Brian Arthur Schimming, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, he is facing a challenge because there are ultra uber MAGA people. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron to some people, but there are folks who are just like, I don't know, negative zero some people who are fed. And the risk of this to Schimming is that, as I understand it, it's the Milwaukee County Republican Party, the Brown County, i.e. Green Bay, and either Eau Claire or La Crosse. So they got a lot of votes, and they're coming after Schimming. Their attorneys say that it's not legal. So the Republican Party of Wisconsin has their own internal stuff to worry about, which ain't going to help them when it comes to picking up the governor's seat next year or keeping the state legislature. So
they all have infighting. Republican Party currently appears to be better at hiding it or, you know, sweeping it under the rug or convincing people to follow.
At the national level, at least.
At the national level.
All right. Very quickly, this is just breaking here on the air. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson have been reinstated by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred today, making both eligible for the Sports Hall of Fame after their careers were tarnished by sports gambling scandals. The Trumpster apparently wins another one for Pete Rose. Good gravy. All right, it was great having you along today. Azamar is always great on the board. Kira Sabin, our positive psychology coach, she'll be along next Tuesday as well. Join us tomorrow for Trigby Olson. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.